Technology has also enabled protesters in Iran to mobilize, and as in China, the government has fought back. It's blocking websites and slowing internet traffic, and that's making it hard for dissidents to get the word out. But as Seroush Farivar tells us, some outside Iran are offering technical assistance.
From his studio apartment in San Francisco, Austin Heap has been at the center of a growing legion of tech activists around the world trying to help Iranians get the word out. Shortly after the post-election turmoil began, Heap posted a list of instructions to create proxy servers. They can be used to reroute Iranians' internet traffic through outside computers. That's a way to get around the Iranian government's filters. But Tehran is catching up, says Heap.
At this point, it looks like the Iranian government has stepped up their filtering efforts and is now blocking all plain text proxies out of Iran, which makes, you know, all of the work that the volunteers did obsolete.
So now, Heap's come up with another idea. It's a custom-designed piece of software that Heap claims will get around Iran's filtering system. He calls it Haystack. Heap won't say how it works, but he says it will enable users in Iran to have complete, unblocked access to the internet.
Primary goal about Haystack, I mean, beside it being small, is that it was easy to run. And, you know, at this point, there are zero steps. You just double-click and it does the rest. No windows, no options, just Twitter and Facebook again.
It's not just Heap who's working on this. Late last week, the Dutch parliament passed a motion calling for Dutch and European companies to ban the sale of internet filtering technology to Iran. The motion calls for the Dutch government to provide funding for projects like Austin Heap's. But some observers question whether any single technique will solve the problem. Ali Reza Eshrahi points out that Iran's government has been engaged in a technological cat-and-mouse game with opponents for decades. Eshrahi is an Iranian journalist now living in California. He says even though tech activists might think they're getting ahead of the game right now, the government probably isn't far behind. And that means any internet user in Iran should remain cautious.
I am not 100% sure that by using all these technologies, all these softwares, that means that, okay, I can be safe and secure in internet. Yes, it will definitely be helpful for me. But also, they are also trying to find out, you know, again, new softwares, new technology, how to monitor again the browsers.
Whether projects like Haystack can ultimately succeed in helping Iranians stay ahead of their government may depend on money. Heap says he needs sustained funding to keep what's been a voluntary effort going. He and other activists are hoping that governments in Europe and elsewhere will step up to the plate in the coming weeks. For The World, I'm Seroush Farivar, San Francisco.